Welcome to the Divine Style Podcast with Jalinda Stella, personal stylist and self-love coach, and Alison Maiden, psychic medium, spiritual healer and metaphysical teacher. Each episode, you'll experience spiritual lessons to cultivate self-love and self-expression so you can become the best version of you.
Hi, I'm Jalinda.
And I'm Alison.
When it comes to your style, I think it's really important to know who you are as a person, because then we get to express that part of ourselves to the world. And often we wear clothes just because they fit. And I love shifting people from moving things from just because to moving it to the way you feel. So choosing things based on a feeling in the morning when you get up, you can feel like a certain way, whether you're wanting to stand out or hide, depending on how you're feeling that day. But what I did was I developed 8 different style personalities to help describe to people their individual essence so that they could start to choose pieces that really felt more like themselves. So it's that moment where you look in the mirror and you go, oh, this is so me. And we did that.
The closet zodiac, isn't it?
It is like the closet zodiac.
You should do like a little wheel.
I like this.
I think that's an idea.
I think we can definitely do this. Well, as I go through, there's 8 different ones that I've got here. And as I go through, I'd love if, Alison, you could give your input into maybe the star signs that you think might be sitting behind these different personalities.
Sure, that'd be fun. Let's do that.
The first one is an adventurer. So what I like to imagine this person in is a kind of like that khaki shorts and a beige top or something, and they're going through the jungle, mm-hmm. they're hiking, they're very active people, so they're very friendly and approachable. They tend to like natural fibers, natural fabrics. A lot of the world is tending to go this way in general, choosing more casual pieces, but also being more eco-conscious. So this person is very much about the environment. And they enjoy wearing things that reflect that. So natural fibers, a more natural type of color tone. So this particular style is about that curiosity in the world, and they, you know, freedom's really important to them as well. So not feeling locked in. They're usually happiest in like a pair of jeans and a t-shirt, and they love time in nature. And also like things like the biggest worry of their wardrobe would be feeling a little bit daggy, because they dress so casual. When it's time to dress up, they're really not sure what to wear. So maybe trying.
I definitely think the sparkly shorts are the way to go.
That would be like their.
Add a bit of bling to anything and it's fine.
That would be their worst nightmare, I would say, would be. the words that I use to describe this are usually authentic, approachable, relaxed, easygoing, and definitely all about nature. So if you we can be a mix of all of these as I'm going through, you might know somebody that this is. If it's not particularly you, it might be somebody that you know.
I think you probably the earth signs would fit with that one. So Taurus, Virgo, and Capricorn. Earthy people, like they like nature and, you know, and adventure. Taurians are very adventurous.
So the adventurers are our earth signs. Mm-hmm. There's also the Olympian. Now, if I say that, I mean, I'm sure, Alison, you get some imagery in your mind of what an Olympian might wear.
Just Sporty Spice comes to mind, you know.
That would be
your active wear.
This is the active wear people, yeah. But they not only do they love being active and fitness, but their health is really important to them. They would feel happiest in like lycra and tights. They also enjoy things like exercise, going on hikes, but they're also the people that really enjoy things like marathons. They're really determined. They're really committed. They're very helping to empower others. This is something that is important to them. They're like the big achievers. They're probably their biggest worry is that they tend to, you know, in their wardrobe is that they live in activewear. So trying to have some simple changes of outfits of clothing is probably helpful for these people when they need to go to a function or something like that. And, you know, when it comes to the words, they're sort of courageous, determined, enthusiastic, brave, energetic, and definitely it's all about winning.
I think that's probably the fire signs. It sounds very Leo to me.
Why do you think that sounds a bit Leo?
Well, Leos are very much what you're saying about being out there and wanting to win, climbing to the top of the pile, and that determination. And I know myself when I've started sort of exercise routines in the past, and because I'm an earth sign and I'm all in my head and I, you know, I'm more about what I'm doing in my head than I am in my body. So whereas the Leos are very, very, you know, conscious of their bodies and wanting to do better things for their bodies and that sort of thing. So it just fits better, I think, with the fire signs.
That does sound a lot like myself as a Leo. I do like to win.
There we are.
So then we have a goddess. Now, a goddess is somebody who really loves to treat themselves to the finer things in life. Like they're happy to spend money to make themselves feel special. They tend to prefer sort of monochromatic outfits, meaning that they like all one color. So whether that's all blush or all white. And things are usually have that luxurious quality, whether they're made from silk, or they're even maybe got a bit of a status or a bit of a name to them, like a Louis Vuitton, for instance. And one of the worries of this particular wardrobe is they end up having so many beautiful pieces that when it comes to more casual events, they don't know what to wear. It's kind of the opposite of that adventurer. Yes. But yeah, definitely the word sort of would be indulgence and excellence. Perfection is really important to this particular style, this style essence. They really love things to be perfect. Asymmetrical details would throw them completely. Like, you know, people that get their hair cut shorter on one side and longer on the other, that would.
Yeah, that'd do my head in. I've got to straighten everything up.
So the perfectionism's there for you. So which star sign would definitely that be?
Look, that's coming to the Virgo, I'm afraid. Yep. Yeah, know that one well.
Oh, that's awesome. So the next one is an Eternal. So this is your timeless or classic type of dresser. They really love being part of a group. They're a good team player. They enjoy fitting in, so they don't necessarily mind standing out a little bit, but they're happy sort of being part of that team or being in within a group. They're happy when they're wearing like classic styles, so like a black pencil skirt and a white blouse. They really enjoy things that don't date quickly. So often their wardrobe, their biggest wardrobe worry is that they feel like they get stuck in a bit of a rut. So they end up having things that have lasted them for a long time and then they can feel bored in their wardrobe. So, I mean, to overcome this, they can do like add some brighter colors or some prints and things like that. But their sort of divine essence, what makes them is this sense of belonging, connection. They're definitely very grounded and tend to really value knowledge and wisdom.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, it sounds a little bit to me more like some of the water signs, for instance, Cancerians, who are very homely. And much as you described, you know, like they like that sense of stability and they like to know what's in the wardrobe is going to be there for at least another 5 years. So you don't have to worry about changing that too much. So, yeah, the Cancerians are very sort of staid in, and they, when it gets a little bit too hard, they retreat back into their shell. So they'll tend to go for the same things over and over again.
Oh, that is definitely sounds so much like this style essence for sure. I'd be really fascinated to hear from people if you are a Cancerian and you totally fit into the Eternal style. Yeah, you're like, that is me. Now, when these next four styles that I'm describing, they're a little bit more, what I say, a little bit more flamboyant. They've got they're happier to sort of stand out a little bit more than the other four. The other four are kind of like your core styles, like they're easy to base your wardrobe around. And these next ones are more like accent styles. So I'll start with the Queen, who I love to identify with. So this is somebody who relishes being in the limelight. They're happy to take any opportunity to be center stage. They feel happiest in colors that are bold and dramatic. They love going to events where they can be seen. Their biggest wardrobe worry is that they feel like their style might be too much for others, like their personality, even though they're wearing these bright colors, they sometimes, even though they're happy to be seen, they still worry about being judged and being too much for people. But like always, I always say you've got to be yourself. And one thing about the Queen style is that they are definitely, they're happy to be themselves. So words that describe this would be their divine essence would be influential, powerful, successful, owning an empire, being in the spotlight, quite charismatic. And they're also big achievers as well, but confidence is a big thing for them as well.
It's interesting because I can see sort of a blend of a couple of different archetypal star signs there. Well, Leo, for one, is always in the spotlight, loves to be the queen or loves to be the king or loves to be the top of the pile. However, you sort of sneak in with a Libran here because Librans are quietly like this. They don't sort of over the top with it, but they really like to be acknowledged. They really like to have that quirkiness about them that might stand them aside from the general public. And they tend to be very confident in their decision making and how they teach, and they make wonderful teachers, the Librans, because they're very balanced as well. But they do like to stand out. That is very true. And they're normally very talkative and very chatty and very over the top with their the way that they communicate with people. So that can often relate back to the way they're dressed. I think Librans would sort of go that little extra mile to look a bit different.
I love that. This definitely sounds like the kings and queens would fall into that Leo Libran.
Yeah.
Awesome. The next one is an enchantress. So this is for, and like you mentioned, these can be both male and female. And I tend to give the male names a little bit different because obviously not all men are going to want to be called a queen or an enchantress.
No.
But the enchantress in the male form would actually be more like a it's kind of like a more seductive type look, and men can definitely have this as well. They love being playful and flirtatious. They're happy to highlight their assets, so they tend to have quite a lot of body confidence. So they're happy to show off their figure. They enjoy being like out and about at nighttime because this gives them the opportunity to wear sparkles. You might find a lot of people in this will be in sort of stardom in the sense that they might be singers or musicians, any chance to wear sparkles. So it kind of reflects in their wardrobe. One worry about this particular style is that they worry that their clothing might be like, they worry that they're dressing too young. I usually say to people that are worried about dressing too young that if they're worried about it, they're probably fine. It's the people that don't really think about it. potentially end up dressing that way. They love things that, you know, their divine essence sort of exudes, you know, it's got a magnetic quality. They're very sensual and passionate. They would love things like leather and leopard print. And like I said, and sparkles. And I know you have a little bit of this one.
I do, actually. I'm quietly the leopard print girl in the back of the wardrobe. It comes out on the odd occasion, maybe Valentine's Day or something. But I do like a bit of bling, you're quite right. Well, this one actually leans very much towards the Scorpio nature. Scorpios are extremely sensual beings, and they do like that bit of mystery as well. You know, so the lingerie poking out over the top of the blouse, or, you know, those little enticing bits and pieces. The other star sign that comes to mind with this is Aries, because Aries is extremely sexual little, you know, rams around the place.
Oh,
they are
funny.
So they can often, you know, dress enticingly, or they're like the fellas that like to have the old button undone at the top, you know, with a bit of hairy chest poking through. So,
and it's so funny when I'm thinking about the Aries people that I know, because I definitely can see them like this. They're happy to show off their boobs, and the gentlemen are a little bit, they're quite, I don't want to say the word promiscuous, but they have that about them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could say they're randy, but that's, you know.
So for anyone listening, if you are the Aries or if you know an Aries, they're the enchantress, or the enchanters if you're the male version.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this one I love. It's the angel, and this is a very feminine energy. For a gentleman, I would call this one romantic. So like your Hugh Grant. You know, they're happy to wear a little bit of floral print. They're a natural carer. You love experiencing close loving relationships. You enjoy doing favors for others. You don't expect anything in return. The angel tends to end up in life generally in a little bit of burnout because they are caring for other people. But they feel happiest in floaty fabric. They're not afraid of wearing florals. In fact, sometimes it just works with their personality. Being with their family and friends is really, you know, fills them with joy, and also doing like random acts of kindness. One of their worries is that they have no time to shop because they're always spending their time and money on other people. So they end up with older items, and because they, and the other thing that they do love really vintage pieces, like they love sentimental items that have meaning to them as well. Mm-hmm. So they tend to be the people that, you know, have been given their grandmother's ring and they'll wear it every day, or yeah, they'll have, you know, beautiful little ornaments around the house that they've collected from different places or that have been given. They're the people that have all of the birthday cards and they never throw them out.
The hoarders. Right. Yep, gotcha.
Sentimental hoarders.
Sentimental hoarders. Pisces comes to mind quite strongly around this. Yeah. And also, like any of the water signs, really, this would probably fit. Like Pisces, Cancer, I think. They're angels.
The divine, yeah, and that divine essence is that generous, altruistic, compassionate. They're very grateful and trusting and innocent. And that definitely, obviously, I fall into the Pisces is my rising sign. and anybody who has seen my photos, there's always like some kind of floral print there somewhere. Even me today, I'm like, oh, yep, yeah, there we go. I'm wearing floral. And the last one is definitely one of my favorites. It's the artist. And they tend to be a combination of all of these together, and they really express themselves really uniquely. Like they love creating things, whether it's art, jewelry, they might do, you know, photography or painting, music, another one is that they fall into. They're happiest in like one of a kind pieces. So a lot of, like you would sort of say their style is maybe eclectic. They love surrounding themselves with beautiful things. They love like homemade items that you find at markets or designer pieces, like one-off designer pieces. One of their biggest wardrobe worries is that nothing matches, because it's all clashing. And sometimes they can do this though, and it really works for them, like the art teacher that just shoves everything on, and even though you wouldn't wear it, you're like, wow, they look great.
Or they put a piece of jewelry on and it ties it all together or something.
Yes. Yeah. So they tend to have this innate ability to create art from their clothing. It's really beautiful the way they put things together. So their essence is sort of magic and creative and like spirit. They're transformational, they're daring, playful, and definitely unique. So they fall into, yeah, they're kind of, I guess, and maybe even in star sign way, there might be sort of that bit of a mix of all of them too.
They actually are. I suppose that what's coming to mind as you're talking is the Sag energy with that incredible creative fire that they have. Sag people are just, they're so in their heads, but they are extremely creative and can do exactly that. They usually make fantastic designers and people that you can walk in someone's home and they've been to, you know, like Kmart and it looks like they're in the Vogue magazine.
Yes,
you know, it's like they can transform things. You know, it's just amazing. I'd buy it and it looked like it's come from, you know, Kmart, but the rest of it just all fits together. Aquarians, I love Aquarians because of their quirkiness. And yet they're exactly the earth kind of children you see around floating around the place, and they've got pottery and they've got wonderful glazed things and all that sort of stuff. And the Capricorns are the hidden gems, I find, of the zodiac, because they're earthy, but they're also fun. They're really out there and they're outrageously funny. And they are the ones that would wear the velvet with the jeans and stuff, do you know?
Yes, yeah. And the creatives, like this artist, they can wear all these different things like that you wouldn't think of. And it can be like from that 1950s with purple hair to that rock chick kind of look where, you know, they're happy to wear chains and have tattoos. But then, like you say, wear some velvet jeans and pair it with a Kmart top and they look amazing.
Exactly. It doesn't matter where it comes from. Yeah. So that's so interesting that you've got all of these amazing personalities that are coming out of the wardrobe. And of course, because the personalities fit with people and the way that the star signs are, the architects that are actually designed in that way, we can definitely see personalities forming within the clothes that are sitting in the wardrobe. I'm just scratching my head now thinking, I think I'm everything. I have everything in my wardrobe.
And we can. The cool thing about all of these styles is we get to play. And I would encourage everybody to try and maybe try different styles and see what really fits with you. And it can depend on what you're doing on a daily basis. So if you are somebody that's getting up and doing a lot of public speaking, the queen style is going to work really well for you. Whereas if you're maybe somebody who is in an office, you know, you're going to suit more of that eternal style. But it doesn't mean you can't play with the others as well. So I've worked with and I've now I really want to know their star signs, but I've worked with some people that do have office jobs, but maybe their favorite Disney thing is Mickey Mouse, and then they'll wear Mickey Mouse earrings, and that's okay. their playful self. So maybe the Capricorn or the Sagittarius. It comes out in your clothing, and you can do that. And I think that that's what it's about, really dressing for yourself. There's, I mean, as much as I have rules, I think they're about breaking them and creating something that's really unique for yourself. That's what I love about fashion, is it's just an expression of who you are.
Well, I really liked the fact that when you styled me for The Bachelor, and I had this idea in my head that I had to wear a dress, and I hate wearing dresses, to be quite honest. In fact, I hardly ever wore a dress until I moved to Far North Queensland, because it's hot up here and jeans just, you know, it's too hot. So, but when we went out together, and the outfit that you chose for me for The Bachelor, which I felt completely at home in on that day, and it was already daunting enough because I'm, you know, on television, and it was like I had to perform and all that sort of thing, but the fact that I felt so comfortable in myself, and that I was my personality in that outfit, you know, you picked out some leather look jeans, you picked out a silk shirt, and then I was wearing the jacket, and I just felt great. And because I felt so comfortable, it came across that, you know, I was really comfortable on camera. So I think that that's a really big thing to sort of a gift to give somebody, you know, particularly when they're already nervous about an event or something. And I would never have guessed that by going to a stylist, I could get confidence in something that was so important to me. So I thank you for that, because it was a really big deal. And I just would encourage anyone out there who is thinking about seeing a stylist such as Jolinda, because she's awesome, you know, to just venture forth and do it. Even if you're not going on TV or you don't have a special occasion, just do it for yourself. Do it for your own personal, you know, satisfaction.
Yeah, and I would look, I feel so honored that you trusted me with your style, because it is something that we keep close to our hearts. Our physical identity is often how we see ourselves and who we think we are, as much as we know we're far greater than just this body that we're in. It is how we identify ourselves, and I love that opportunity to be able to help you express like the beauty that you are, and let that come out and shine to the outside, because you did look great in those pants and that jacket.
Thank you. But a lot of people have actually commented since then on the outfit, so that's kudos to you, girl.
Thanks, I'll take it. But yeah, so for you out there, just try some different pieces, try the different styles and see what fits. And I would definitely, we would love to hear if we picked your style essence, and also your star sign, and see how we make that. Might be another book for us.
Oh God, there's so many now. We'll be writing until we're 90.
Thanks for listening to the Divine Style Podcast. Please follow, share, and tune in weekly for more spiritual and self-love guidance. You can find out more and ask questions at jolinda.com.au and alisonmaiden.com.